are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's time for the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Pier VA Clinic. And joining me this morning from the Pier Elks, it's Tony Mangan. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Nice to have you here, and especially for what we're going to talk about, a long-standing tradition.
You know, coming up on Sunday is something that the Pier Elks, and the Pier Elks does so many good things for people and for agencies and for this area. This is one that they're very known for, and that is the 68th annual Pier Elks Easter Egg Hunt to be held at the governor's residence.
And that's the great thing. This year it is back because of last year with COVID, you had to do things a little different, but this time back at the mansion.
Right, and I think it's important to know that the gates will be open to the residents. The governor, all governors, including this governor, have always been very kind to open up the residence and make sure, you know, the lawn of the residence, rather, and make sure that people can get there. So, yes, the gates will be open. People will be able to come in, and it will be open for the Elks Easter Egg Hunt.
So this takes a lot of coordination and a lot of support.
You know, we could not do this without all the support of our sponsors, our businesses, our volunteers, and you know, organizer Steve Wegman, who's been doing this for eons. I mean, I think he was old when the Easter Bunny was young. So you know, it's one of those great things that has been going on so long, and we could not do it without this. And I'll tell you, one of the cool things is that you are seeing people now bring their grandchildren and their children to the hunt that they participated in.
Right.
So this is a multi-generational event, and I think that's kind of cool.
And a fun family tradition you pass on down, and you just remember all the fun you had, so you want to have your kids to have that fun and the grandkids to have that fun. Now, how many eggs are there going to be? I mean, you must have a ton.
Oh, you know, thousands. Thousands of eggs, and also other prizes, and you know, and what's really cool is you got so many volunteers that will go on Sunday morning, and they will lay out the lawn, if you will, and make sure that the lawn, which has been, again, we want to thank the State Buildings and Grounds folks for the work that they do and help preparing the lawn, and then the volunteers from the Elks will go in and lay out all the eggs and all the prizes, and they're ready to go. So that's the important thing. And you know, and again, this is something that's open for children, infant to 11, and there are going to be various sections off for that. So it's infant to 11. I understand that I believe Steve is working on the Easter Bunny being there too. So
excellent.
It'll be great.
And so you've got sections for certain ages.
Right.
So all certain ages are going to be together. That is great.
That is great. You know, and that way, and again, you know, when you can get, you know, when the parents can maybe help the littler ones, especially the younger ones, go out. And then, you know, and it doesn't matter what age it is. It's just a mad rush.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that's another important thing that we always remind people is this starts promptly at 1 p.m. on Sunday at the governor's residence. 1 p.m. Do not be late.
Right. So get there early. You don't want to show up at 12:59 because...
No, 12:59 makes you late.
Yes.
Almost late. And one of the things is that, you know, this only takes two or three. I mean, I think the longest was like 5 or 6 minutes. And that's long. So this is like Olympic record speed.
Kids
time.
Can move fast.
Yes,
especially
can.
When there's eggs and prizes involved.
Yeah. So you know, this is Olympic stuff. So
yes.
What we would encourage people to do is, you know, again, this has become such a tradition, and thanks to the Pier Elks and organizer Steve Wegman and all the volunteers for what they do, and all the support we get from the businesses and the organizations and state government and the various governors and buildings and grounds, that this is a great way to, you know, get out there on an Easter Sunday. A lot of people go to church in the morning. They might have the big Easter dinner, and then they'll go let the kids run it off at the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for what you folks do to get it all organized and get everything together and let the kids have the fun that they're going
to
have.
You know, I got to give credit to everybody who's doing it. I just come and talk. It's my skill, or some people would say. So, but we want to thank everybody, and we'd like to thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely.
Because we're looking forward to it.
It is our pleasure. Thank you so
much,
Tony, for joining
us. You bet. Thank you.
And don't miss out. Get the kids out there to the Easter egg hunt. Starts promptly at 1 o'clock, so get there early, be ready to go, so the kids can get those Easter eggs. There is People in Your Neighborhood on this Monday, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm.